That's Kelly Clarkson and Mr. Know-It-All on Wave 105 with Andy Jackson here on the evening show. It might be a bank holiday, but that hasn't stopped secret millionaire Sue Stone from coming in. Good evening, Sue.
Hello, Andy. It's lovely to be here.
So if you're a new listener to the evening show, Sue Stone, probably most famous for, I think it's fair to say, for being on Secret Millionaire last year now, wasn't it?
May last year. Gosh, yes. It is just last year, isn't it? Yes.
Just to sort of recap on you know, what the premise of the show, they took you up north, didn't they?
I went to Coventry.
To Coventry, yes.
And I had to, my undercover story was to be a woman that has never achieved anything in her life and had no confidence. And that was the hardest thing for me, because obviously what I teach people is how the power of positive thinking can change your life and build your confidence. And of course, it's worked so well for me, as you know, having been rock bottom, or my certain personal rock bottom. So, it was an incredible experience, and I met some wonderful people.
Absolutely. I think I always have in the past had problems in describing you and putting a little sort of hook on what you do. Secret Millionaire Sue Stone sort of flies off the tip
of
the tongue.
You like that one, don't
completely.
You?
But it does. But they've also been described as the world's most positive person.
I have, on television a few times, actually, Having been so full of fear and on the verge of losing everything all those years ago, I literally started reading books, as you know, self-help books to change my life. And I just started working on changing my thinking and understanding why it was so important to do it. And I have had incredible results, my inner world and my outer world. And now, as you know, it is my passion to help and share it with lots of other people.
Well, you started the Sue Stone Foundation, which we will talk more about a little bit later as well. I know you've got a big TV project coming up, the Sue Stone Show, no less.
Yes.
So that's going to be very exciting. So we'll talk about that as well. But obviously, as it is a new year, this is the time of year when people make very foolish resolutions to do this and do that, and 99 times out of 100 those resolutions are out the window within a week.
Yeah.
Whether it's lose weight, stop drinking, stop smoking, you know, all the usual stuff. Why is it that some people can't do it and some people can do it?
Well, I think I was going to say, Andy, I actually don't do New Year's resolutions now. I just believe that we should be have a vision and goals all year round. And the thing is not to set yourself something that's so unattainable and involves such a big change in the way we live. You know, we need to start to make small changes on a daily basis, moment by moment, really. And it all starts actually with the way we think about things, the way we think about ourselves. And we've got to watch the words that we're saying. If people say, oh, I can't lose weight, it's really difficult to lose weight, we have no idea the power that those words have over how we perform. And so it's being very aware of our thinking and our statements.
It is a case of thinking positively more than anything. If you'd like to talk to Sue, she is here on 01489 481052. You can go on our Facebook wall as well at wave105.com/Facebook if you'd like to put your question to her there. Or you can email andy@wave105.com.
The Box Office.
And Layla on Wave 105. Andy here on the evening show with spiritualist medium Terry Strohmeyer coming up tonight after 9 p.m. We're nearly full for Terry. And we've got Sue Stone here, who's the secret millionaire. We're talking about all kinds of things as well. One of the things that we've put on Facebook is the fact that for 2012, all kinds of predictions going on, Sue. Isn't there? It's not all of them, it's fair to say, positive predictions.
Well, you know what, there's been all these predictions, particularly the one with the Mayan calendar, that the end of the world would be here on the 21st of December 2012, but it's not the end of the world. And, you know, there were a lot of other predictions around this time. But generally, what's been going on over a number of years is the vibration, quite simply, the vibration of the planet has been changing and rising. And it's sort of culminating in 2012. And from a spiritual angle, for those that were open to all that, it's a very powerful time to be here. And it's a very powerful time that we need to change our thinking, really, and our focus from lack and limitation and fear to one very much of positivity, sharing hope. And it is a very important time to change our thinking. And it is interesting, though, if you think that the old, as predicted, the old structures are all breaking down. You know, the governments and all the uprising in the East and the banking system, all these things have actually been predicted for this time. So, hey, I don't know, but I think we've got a lot of evidence out there that, that things are changing, and I can feel it, and I'm very excited about
this time. It's interesting, you talk about vibrations as well, and from a sort of scientific point of view, they reckon that the poles, the magnetic poles of the Earth, flip round every few thousand years. And
well, this is the time, exactly, and there's going to be an alignment of and this great downpouring of, for want of a better word, universal energy, which is a much more higher frequency. So people that, if we're thinking negatively and always thinking about what isn't right in our life and what we're frightened of, it makes us very heavy, very negative and on a low vibration. If we start to focus on the things we've got to be grateful for, the people we love, and what is right, you know, the ability to focus on the good in our lives right now, that immediately makes us feel better. And actually, it raises our vibration. You know, we talk about good vibes and bad vibes, and that's what this is all about. So the more we can shift our focus, I mean, the greatest power we can ever develop is the ability to focus on the good, because a lot of people are going to be challenged. So we need to raise our vibration in that way, and that we're much more aligned to the new energies coming in, and therefore we won't feel unwell and we won't struggle with it.
It's interesting you say that as well. Just looking at some of the comments coming in on Facebook, Stephen says that every day we wake up, we're a day closer to death, but why worry? Enjoy yourself and live each day as if it was your last, which is very wise thinking, I think.
I think it's a wonderful way to live, but it's true, you know, at the end of the day, this moment is all we have. This moment right now is all we have. The past is gone, and the future is, you know, whatever it's going to be. This moment is all we've got. So why be unhappy in this moment?
Here's another one from Loz who says it's always the end of the world. It's rubbish. Just have fun and enjoy life. And if it ends, there's not much we can do about it.
No.
Anyway. Valerie says it's the beginning of a new, more spiritually aware phase, which is exactly what you just said, isn't it? Exactly.
It is totally. And it is. And it is exciting. And if people can embrace that. But the simple start is we've got to have a shift in our consciousness, and that is really our thoughts, our feelings and our beliefs. So that's what I teach, as you know. Or share is how to shift your thinking from negativity into one of positivity.
And it's not just you that's doing it as well, because with the Sue Stone Foundation, I know you've got lots of local coaches all over the place as well. And we'll talk about where they are and how people can get hold of them in a couple of ticks. Michael Kiwanuku and Home Again on Wave 105. Just gone 8:30. Sue Stone, personal motivational coach and secret millionaire, is with us. And we were saying as well that this whole thing, Sue, has got bigger than you can handle on your own, some, hasn't it?
Well, it has. And it was, I had so many people inquire as to how they could be part of what I do. And I was very aware that there are an awful lot of people out there, across the world actually, but certainly across the country, who are doing wonderful work in their own right, helping people, lots of different types of coaches and counsellors and things. But they just weren't getting the recognition, and they were feeling very alone, that they were sort of a coach doing coaching on their own. So what with the Sue Stone Foundation, it's all about, well, I do a 2-day training, which I've got some training coming up in the next week or two. So there's a 2-day training to become an accredited coach. And then from there, they become part of the, should we say, the Sue Stone Foundation community of positivity and sharing, and they get ongoing business mentoring from me. And all my coaches are specially selected. They're all the people with the, you know, who genuinely have a passion to make a difference. And yeah, I'm delighted. I've got some wonderful people as part of the team.
And they're doing some events as well, aren't they?
Yeah, we have got some going on in Somerset and Devon, but up for this area, I've got Tabra, who's doing an event in Winchester on the 22nd of January. And Sharon and Denise, my two coaches in Bournemouth, are doing an event on Sunday, the 26th of February. And that's actually in aid of multiple sclerosis, which is very close to my heart, because not only did my mother suffer from that, but also Denise, one of the coaches, she too deals with it in a wonderful, absolutely wonderfully positive way. And I thoroughly admire her for that. So that's the one in Bournemouth.
We just pop in some of these on Facebook. Look at me multitasking as we speak here. There we go. Some of the full information about where you can find the coaches and exactly where those are going to be are on our Facebook page now at wave105.com/Facebook. Just looking at some of the other other comments that are coming in. We were saying about your thoughts on 2012 and what do you think is going to be happening. Joe has just come on, said it's the beginning of a new year as far as I'm concerned. I'm getting married and I want it to last, because we were talking about the Mayan calendar saying everything's going to stop on the 21st of December. But a lot of people saying, you know, maybe things are going to stop not in a literal sense.
Oh, absolutely not. I don't want anyone getting fearful or anything like that. It is literally going to be a shift in consciousness, that it is going to be that people are going to be forced into change, though. And that is the key thing, is why my work is important, and the work that a lot of people are doing is to help support people and give people the tools to help them deal with change so that they don't become too negative and too full of fear. It is a very interesting time for change, and financially, you know, a lot of people are very concerned. So it is just a matter of supporting one another, sharing, rather than it's all about me, me, me. It is very much a change in, shall we say, unity consciousness rather than self-consciousness.
Here's a bit of advice that somebody's after. Tavi has been on Facebook saying, I want to go and live and work in New Orleans, but I find it very expensive to travel there. But I do have a friend who lives there. So there's a bit of a negative and a bit of a positive.
Well, there is definitely a positive, but you know what? I so believe once we make the decision to make something happen, rather than think, oh, one day I'd like to do it, it is actually taking that action, make that decision to do something, and then start to open your mind up to the possibilities of getting there. And believe me, if you can just have that trust in, for want of a better word, the power of the universe, or that higher power, whatever you want to call it, it is incredible how that comes into play. Just give it a go, but it's certainly worked for me over many, many years. But you've got to take that decision and start to put it into action.
And you got to think the positive thoughts.
Well, just visualise yourself there. See yourself there. The power of the mind is incredible. Einstein said, your imagination is your preview of life's coming attractions. So if you can't even picture it in your imagination, you're not even going to get yourself there. But see yourself doing it, living the life you want to live, and just allow the universe and its powers and principles to take over and draw towards you all the things that we need to support you.
It's all good stuff from Sue Stone here for a short while longer. In a moment, we're going to be talking about the Sue Stone Show, which is coming to a TV near you very shortly. We'll do that after this from Paolo Nutini. He's another friend of the show. This is New Shoes.
So I'm wearing my brand new shoes.
It's Paolo Nutini, New Shoes on Wave 105. So spiritualist medium Terry Strohmeyer here after 9 o'clock tonight. I've got Sue Stone, Secret Millionaire, with me at the moment as well. I did say we're going to be talking about a very exciting new project which Sue's got, which is the Sue Stone Show on telly. And you're looking for people to take part, aren't you, Sue?
Well, it's an Oprah-type show. I've had a vision of this for a few years. Just for some reason, I just thought, do you know what? I can see myself doing that. And an Oprah Winfrey-type show where we interview people. It's all about getting a really good, positive, holistic message out there. So I am looking for people who've got a powerful story, because so many people have been through challenges and adversities and come out the other side with such a wonderful attitude, you know, maybe health challenges or you know, physical challenges or financial, whatever. So if anybody is or would like to be part of the show and be interviewed, they've just got to send me an email.
Easily done. And we've linked through to Sue's various websites on our Facebook page as well. So if you go to wave105.com/Facebook, otherwise it's suestone.com, isn't it?
It is indeed.
So if you want to send Sue a mail directly, or you can email it to me and I'll pass it on to Sue. So if you fancy being part of a brand new thing, Sue Stone TV, shall we call it?
The Sue Stone Show.
It's going to be very exciting indeed. It's funny, you know, I met you, I suppose, a couple of years ago, really, and you've just gone from strength to strength in those couple of years, you know, with a bit of positive thinking. It just gets better and better, doesn't it?
I think the key is I genuinely live and breathe everything I teach people. I love what I do and I just love sharing and helping. And yeah, it is all, because I think it's the right thing, it's a good message, and so it is all growing and growing.
Absolutely, we will follow it with great interest here on the evening show on Wave 105. Sue Stone, thank you for popping in again.
Thank you, Andy, for having me. As always, wonderful to see you.